Now,
okay.
In federal way, let's say that you, let's say you're a shop owner and that a lot of your property is getting stolen. And let's say you call the police and you say, hey, you know, we got a lot of our property being stolen. Could you maybe work hard to, or just, you know, go get it back from us? And they said, sure, we're going to have to charge you every time we recover your stolen property. Every single time we're going to have to charge you one quarter of what your property's worth. So let's say that you got your car stolen. You called the police. Can you go get my car back? Sure. Is it a $10,000 car? Yeah. Okay. We're going to need $2,500 from you to go get it back. Believe it or not, that's happening as we continue with the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
I talked with Joe Gilliam. So Joe Gilliam joins us. He's the president of the Northwest Grocers Association. Joe, this thing with the shopping carts in Federal Way, I got to be missing something because this sounds an awful lot like you guys are being charged money to get your property back.
Well, that's usually what happens in these cases. You know, the neighborhoods get frustrated with people taking carts and abandoning them. And city councils tend to then say to the retailer, what are you going to do about it? And it's kind of this little bit get locked into, well, it's stolen property. We'd like you to, you know, do something about that when you see people with carts. And they say, well, we don't have the time or the resources. And you get kind of locked into the spiral and the problem gets worse. So you got to come up with solutions. We've done it down in Oregon. We've done it where we've come up with solution and return carts and do that type of thing. But we just didn't have that kind of conversation with the city.
So talk about doing business right now in like the city of Federal Way and just this area generally. I have this feeling it's getting harder to be a business person here.
Well, these things are a struggle when they don't have the kind of conversation they should have. And sometimes they don't know where to start. They end up at the store level and someone might not have the authority to engage with them on a solution. So a lot of times it's finding the right person to talk to. We've contacted the city after this. We have some solutions that we can offer to the city and try to make this particular situation better and make it work. Because in the end, we won't want the carts out as a nuisance, but we got to get a way where it's affordable. The $25 per cart penalty is really, really steep. The carts are only $100, and so they're probably going to make the situation worse, and then that's going to put pressure on pricing, particularly for a smaller retailer in the area.
I guess if I steal a cart from you, I could charge you $15 and give it back, maybe make a little bit of money.
Well, I hate to tell you, it's been tried.
So the city of Federal Way didn't reach out to your members. They didn't reach out to you. They didn't try to come up with some solution to this prior to announcing the $25 charge to get your property back?
Well, they've commented in the media that they did. Now, I haven't. None of my members, which is Safeway and Fred Meyer proper in Federal Way in this case, were contacted or knew about it. So they were a little caught off guard. And there's a better way to do this, and hopefully we can work with the city council to kind of straighten it out and get what they want, get the carts back, and not have this kind of stiff penalty that's the way they have it set up. It's going to be pretty hard to comply.
Yeah, I don't know if you deal with this. Joe Gilliam's with us. He's the president of Northwest Grocers Association. I got a note. I got about three notes last week, Joe, from people who say they work at grocery stores and that it's not just the carts. But there's sort of an epidemic of shoplifting and that some of the members are being told, just let the people go. The police aren't going to respond. Have you seen any of that with your members?
It's been a real challenge across the West Coast for retailers, organized retail theft. And then it's kind of grown with the homeless population. It's grown into a shoplifting issue where when you don't have police response to this, what's happened is there's been a lot of personal harm come to the employees. And so that at some point you have to weigh what it is that you're going to stop and what the person might do to that employee. And that's where we've kind of got to this point. It's a very bad point for people. But, what are you going to do and what might they do to retaliate? And we've had instances where with organized rings, they literally will just knock out the clerk who's trying to stop them. I mean, they'll punch them out right there. And so we're in this balance of not enough police response to what's it worth to the employee and to the safety of our employees.
Yeah, I was talking to someone up in the Des Moines area who works at a store up there, and I won't name the store because I don't have the store's permission, but it's not really their fault. Sure. But apparently there's a guy who goes in every day, and every day comes out with a couple of cases of beer, sometimes some chips. And he's a very, very big man, and they've just said at this point they don't even report it anymore, Joe. Because the police have said we can't come up. And, I mean, what's the cost of that to the consumer at this point, Joe, in our area?
Well, it's It's in the hundreds of millions of dollars on the West Coast. That's as close to numbers I have in this type of retail theft, where it's either organized, where it's a ring that's hitting stores, or it's just people like this person you're talking about who just doesn't care. But it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars that is what, you know, we call shrink, but it comes back in the price of goods. And what's tough in the grocery business particularly, you're operating on about 1.5% net margin. So there's not a lot of room when you have people taking and stealing and causing costs to go up. It shows up pretty quickly in the price of goods. There's not much other place for it to go. Grocery's great. On one hand, it's the most competitive thing you buy. You'll cross the street for the price of bananas because you're going to get a better deal. And that's a great way for the market to work. But there is an impact that with a low margin like that, anything like theft and those types of things come right to the bottom line very quickly and shows up in the price of goods.
I guess paying a quarter of what a shopping cart costs every time the police have to go track it down, to just add up under that. Joe, I really appreciate you coming on short notice. Joe Gilliam, president of Northwest Grocers Association, and we appreciate everything you do out here. Tough place to do business, and thanks for coming on such short notice.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.